This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. It's actually 25 years since the music form hip-hop began to emerge from American studios and clubs and set a beat that's now followed in cultures around the world. Even so, hip-hop's rap form remains highly controversial because many rap lyrics are considered so offensive by many people, especially women. Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates has this story about a group of women who've begun a new effort to remake rap and de-emphasize its misogynistic lyrics. A warning, this story does contain explicit language that some listeners may find offensive.
Comedian Chris Rock is conflicted.
Love rap music! Tired of defending it, man.
Right there, Rock neatly sums up the problem. Rap music has an infectious beat, and the issues some rap speaks to are reflective of what's going on in larger society. But a lot of rap music's beat often allows listeners to overlook its increasingly misogynistic lyrics. Chris Rock again.
It's hard to defend I got holes in different area codes.
I've got holes in different area codes.
Yep, that's Nate Dogg's hit from a few years ago, in which he boasts of having girlfriends, or in his words, hoes, scattered all over the country. It's lyrics like that that moved the editors of Essence, America's oldest magazine for black women, to launch a Take Back the Music campaign earlier this month. The Essence staff varies in age, political leaning, and socioeconomic background, but editor Michaela Angela Davis says they do share one important thing.
The common ground is that we all had a breaking point.
For the magazine's executive editor, it was the day her teenage daughter came home from school to report she'd been called a hoe by a classmate. For Davis, it was an appearance by rapper Snoop Dogg at an awards show.
When I watched MTV and saw Snoop show up with two prostitutes on a chain walking down the red carpet, that was my breaking point.
So the Essence editors have decided to hold a year-long series of conversations within its pages to discuss rap. Why positive images of black women aren't available to balance one seen on channels such as Black Entertainment Television and MTV. Balance is something the editors are especially keen on advocating, says Essence's Michaela Angela Davis.
It's just like one thing called 20 different artists. It's like it's one image, it's one idea, it's one way of telling a story. And the women are paying the price for it because this is the one story that's being imported throughout the world.
And it's an image a lot of black women reject. At Spelman, the venerable black women's college in Atlanta, the decision to protest one rapper's depiction of black women sparked a protest last year that reached national prominence and partly inspired the Essence campaign. It involved Nelly, who became wildly popular for songs like this. Nelly asked Spelman to join him to help increase bone marrow donors in the black community. He knew the problem on a personal level. His sister has leukemia, and the larger black community has proportionately fewer marrow and organ donors. He wanted to raise awareness of the problem. But around the same time, Nelly released a song about a woman too ugly for anything other than sex from behind. The lyrics were blisteringly crude. Spelman senior Moya Bailey is a pre-med student and head of the school's Feminist Alliance. Her organization paired with the student body, and they notified Nelly that he should expect some pretty stringent questioning if he came to Atlanta.
For us, the issue was simply to raise the issue. If you feel that it's very important to save your sister's life, then why is it not equally important how black women are represented, how your sister is represented in larger society?
Rather than face that, Nelly canceled his appearance at the school. Jimmy Israel is a cultural critic and columnist for blackvoices.com. He says that the Spelman students and Essence editors are aiming at the wrong target.
You know, they're attacking the Nellies and Busta Rhymes and Jay-Z's of the world, where they need to be attacking the big conglomerates.
The conglomerati would be the large multinational corporations that own the record companies that produce the rap some women are finding objectionable. And it's not just rap. Hard rock has the same problem. Jimmy Israel says those companies are fixed on good returns, not the effect their product has on society. He says although Dick Parsons, the CEO of AOL Time Warner, is black, he has an obligation to his stockholders. And rap is a profitable, although not always savory, part of the Time Warner portfolio.
So, you know, as long as it sells, Dick Parsons, you know, will probably have a smile on his face. You know, I'm sure he has some concerns, but at the end of the day, AOL, Time Warner, they're running a business. You're in business to make money. You're not in business to change society.
Pick up. Here's a couple of nice guys who finished first. So nice try, but the prize is eyes dispersed. They say the good die young, so I added some badass to my flavor to prolong my life over the drum.
Pasta Noose is a rapper with the Grammy-nominated trio De La Soul. A 15-year rap veteran, Paz says the rap that's degraded women is not a new phenomenon. What is new, he says, is the fact that it so outnumbers other kinds of rap with more positive messages.
There's really not a balance. So even a hip-hop fan, they're going to be moved by music with a content that is only showing one level opposed to different levels, whereas, like I said, back in early 89, you could hear N.W.A. with Ice Cube, but then you could have heard Chuck D. as well.
Instead, Paz says, what you're hearing, overwhelmingly, are records that glorify materialism and that objectify women, like 50 Cent's P.I.M.P.
I don't know what you heard about me. Uh-huh. But can't get a dollar out of me. Yeah. No Cadillac, no perms, you can't see. Then I'm a P.I.M.P.
Yeah. In Hollywood, they say there's no business like show business. In the hood, they say there's no business like hope business. You know?
Paz says that even the rappers whose songs are in heavy rotation may not be as one-dimensional as the listener would be led to believe.
Jay-Z or Ja Rule or Snoop Dogg, for that matter, may have songs talking about a person that they care about that passed. That just happens to be the song that will never be the single.
It's my life, it's my pain and my struggle. The song that I sing to you is my everything. Treat my first like my last, and my last like my first, and my birth is the same as when I came.
What's pushed as a single is a record company decision, and that brings us back to Essence's Take Back the Music campaign. Michaela Angela Davis says Essence is in it for the long haul because the issues of misogyny, profits, image, and identity have become hopelessly entwined.
It's a multi-layered problem, so it's a multi-layered solution. So part of what we're hoping to get out of this effort, out of this discussion, is really undoing the knots that this has become, you know, and finding out and bringing awareness to a lot of people that are involved in a lot of different levels.
Next on the Take Back the Music agenda, a town hall meeting at Spelman on February 25th that brings together students, artists, industry executives, and citizens. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.